Welcome aboard the documented vessel After You. You will need to be familiar with the following information in the unlikely event of an emergency. Accidents happen. The last one wasn't our fault. Anyways, the signal for a general emergency will consist of 7 short blasts, followed by 1 long blast on the boat's horn. This vessel is equipped with carbon monoxide, smoke, and bilge alarm systems, and each should be regarded as an emergency when sounded. Otherwise, if you observe fearful screams, fire, or water entering the vessel, don't wait, just get the fuck out. The shortest route to your assigned muster station, as well as secondary escape routes, are identified on the back of your cabin door. But seriously, if you somehow manage to get lost on a vessel this size, you're probably not worth saving. Just kidding. But really, that would be pretty dumb. All interior spaces and the bridge have easily accessible flashlights and fire extinguishers, and you're usually not too far from a good bottle of cask-aged rum. Just saying, it could come in handy. It helps dull the memory of a harrowing near-death experience. Yeah, on second thought, just grab the rum first. When an alarm is sounded, gather warm clothing and medications. Please note, the little blue pills in the master bathroom are not the captain's. He's not sure where they came from. Life vests, raft, radio, and go bag are located underneath the starboard couch cushion in the main salon. If you forget to get these life-saving items in an emergency, you're pretty much fucked. Before ensuring the safety of any children on board, please make sure to save the PT-302 plaque beside the couch and clear the browsing history on this computer. On the bridge, the vessel's radio is tuned to the emergency channel 16 at all times. There, you will also find a throwable flotation device and engine room fire suppression system. In the dunnage box are the inflatable flamingo and unicorn floats. These aren't very good at saving lives, but hot women love to catch sun on these in their bikinis. During all docking and departure maneuvers, please ensure all children are below decks. We are against physical abuse of any kind, but if they don't listen to instructions, then feel free to verbally threaten to beat them. That's allowed. We kindly ask all guests to follow the 3 rules of the vessel. Rule number 1, don't embarrass yourself. Rule number 2, don't embarrass the boat. And rule number 3, don't poop on the rug. These are actually more guidelines than rules, and in fact, we break rules 1 and 2 all the time. But we almost never break rule 3. We break rule 3 tops, maybe only 2 or 3 times a season. Thank you for your attention to this safety briefing. Once again, we welcome you aboard and wish you a wonderful time. On behalf of the officers, staff and crew, which is usually just Andrew, we wish you fair winds and following seas. Bon voyage! Thanks for asking me to do the voiceover, Andrew. That was really fun. Oh my God. Did I sound English? And fucking hell, that Mai Tai was delicious. By the way, I think I may have left my gold bangle by the bed. Let me know next time you're heading out and your girl isn't around. Save the flamingo for me. Wait, am I still recording?